Jocelyn Jackson has achieved the status of best-selling author with a reader fan base. One can tell that from the dust jacket. Her name is in larger, brighter type than the words of the title. This is not undeserved. Jackson has developed some good moves as a novelist. Truly surprising plot turns, eccentric but not insane characters, and above all, a premise that makes all the characters' moves and motives slightly mysterious. In Between Georgia, most of the characters were deaf. In this novel, the premise is a virgin birth, right here in the 21st century. Shandy Pierce, the heroine, gave birth to her son Natty by C-section, and her hymen, intact before the birth, remains so. Natty is now 3, a genius, testing north of 140, and a charming boy. Of course, this is not, one might say, actually a miracle. She was impregnated by an unknown human male after being roofied, drugged, at an Emory fraternity party. It's not the only miracle, either. In this novel, people, plural, come back from the dead. And Jackson knows how to open a novel. The first line is, quote, "I fell in love with William Ashe at gunpoint in a Circle K," end quote. Shandy and Natty, named after Natty Bumpo, Cooper's leather stocking, have stopped for gas and snacks when Stevie, a tattooed moron, holds the place up incompetently and, thwarted, is forced to take hostages. Shandy is terrified. Natty could be killed, but William, a stranger, fearlessly heroic, saves the day. William, 13 years older than Shandy, is a fine specimen. 6'4", handsome, a bodybuilder, athletic, a genius, and a PhD specializing in genome research. He is, nevertheless, a sad fellow. He lost his wife, Bridget, and small daughter, Twyla, it seems, in an auto wreck, and the grief has driven him to an emptiness not quite suicidal, but not focused on survival at any costs either. He might be perfect for Shandy and Natty, and he can discover who Natty's biological father actually is. William, alas, has Asperger's, so regular human social intercourse does not come easy. He has OCD, has trouble reading faces and emotions, and is very literal. Also complicating matters, and who would have it any other way, Shandy has a best friend, a male, Walcott, a poet, whom alert readers will know fancies Shandy, and William has a best friend, female, Paula, a brilliant, ferocious, mixed-race divorce lawyer who, alert readers will suspect, means to be more than buddies with William. Jackson is exploring here the issue of whether a male and female can be just friends. Thorny business. As the title suggests, this novel is a love story, so matters will not run smoothly. Who is Natty's father? Was there a rape? Will Walcott and Paula declare themselves? Whom will William choose, if he is indeed capable of choosing? Is choosing even the right course? William had courted Bridget so brilliantly, he prevailed over his rival, God. She was in a convent, training to become a nun. Does all this sound confusing? It's not, finally. These are mostly all good people. And Jackson, like Agatha Christie, finally explains all. Jackson loves her characters. And though this is very much a girly book, I too came to like these young lovers and care about their destinies.